Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. As the extended legislative session continues, the deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other House has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriation and revenue bills originating in other House is Tuesday, June the 23rd. The Senate chamber passes measures to establish the Mississippi County and Municipal Emergency Relief Program, Senate Bill 3047. On Tuesday, June the 23rd, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 3047 by a vote of 51-0. In general, this measure creates a reimbursement grant program that will be administered by the Mississippi Development Authority. This reimbursement program is framed around the U.S. Treasury guidelines that were created due to the Coronavirus Relief Fund that was established within the CARES Act. Senate Bill 3047 establishes eligibility requirements, reporting requirements, accountability measures, and other important guidelines that counties and municipalities will have to follow in order to utilize the program. Note, this bill only creates a method to administer a reimbursement grant program. There is no actual dollar amount in this bill. The money that will be administered through this program will come from a separate appropriation bill. The dollar amount for this program is still being negotiated. Both the House and Senate chamber passes the Mississippi Back to Business Liability Assurance Act, House Bill 1783 and Senate Bill 3049. On Wednesday, June the 24th, both the House chamber and the Senate chamber passed the Mississippi Back to Business Liability Assurance Act. This measure was introduced to protect businesses from liability claims due to the coronavirus. Note, the Mississippi Association of Supervisors worked to get language in the bill that also protect political subdivisions. Therefore, county and municipal governments will also be protected from liability claims under both measures. Call to action. House Bill 982. House Bill 982 revisits the code section that establishes the First Responder Health and Safety Act of 2019. This act was an unfunded mandate that was passed last year, which required counties and cities to provide a defined benefit cancer policy for firefighters and law enforcement officers due to their occupational hazards. The unfunded mandate of this act will go into effect next year. MAS requested an extension of the law until a funding source is secured. Legislators agreed to delay the effective date of this law until 2022. If this bill dies, counties and cities may be required to pay this unfunded mandate beginning 2021. Note, please contact your legislative delegation and request that they contact the conferees that are identified for this measure. The conferees are as followed: House Conferee, Representative Kevin Ford, Representative Gene Newman, and Representative Henry Zuber III. Senate Conferees, Senator Walter Mischel, Senator Dean Kirby, and Senator John Polk. Purchasing Bill signed by the Governor, House Bill 494. On Thursday, June the 25th, Governor Reeves signed House Bill 494 into law. This law raises the threshold from $1,500 to $2,000 regarding county purchases that does not require a purchase requisition, purchase order, or receiving report. This law takes effect from and after July the 1st, 2020. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.